Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the channel there. Let's get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers, they open up their season tonight against the Boston Bruins. Tonight, the champs are back at it. 7 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. That is on 104.3 The Shark. So you guys can listen to that there. Heat, they start preseason action tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock there, and you can hear that here on 560WQAM.
How do they do preseason basketball or preseason hockey versus football? Do they... They seem like they play.
They play, and then they'll stop playing by like the fourth quarter, usually.
Right, but they
sometimes
still
try, even in the second.
They're trying to build up to playing a full game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll do like Jimmy didn't play at all last preseason, but he didn't play a lot at all.
He didn't play a lot during the season either. So
yeah, he played yesterday in the scrimmage a little. Didn't score any points, but he played a little.
So, and how is it in hockey?
Hockey is weird because hockey does like split squads. They play a lot of young guys. They have a lot of guys up from camp, you know, so they'll do some games to warm it up. They'll split the games between Bob and Knight, you know, so a little action, baby, a little bit.
But they're all getting back and building to the season.
Right. There's no playing and then starting to play.
Right.
Except for Jimmy.
See where I'm getting here?
So tonight, I would imagine you're going to get a little looky-loo. Now, I know everybody kind of rolled their eyes last night. You showed up for the red, white, and pink game, and immediately you hear Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, out, groin injury. And they're like, exposed. Like, I could already see the headlines now. It's like, well, you know, you can understand. He said nothing to worry about. So we'll see tonight.
They always say nothing to worry about, and then a month later, the guy's playing his first game.
Month later, the guy's got a foam neck holder to keep himself going.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But last night, it looked very much like the starting lineup they rolled out yesterday was Jimmy, Bam, Nico, Terry, and then they put Alec Burks in the what I imagine is going to be Tyler's spot. So, Nico looks like, I would guess he's got the inside track to get that starting fifth spot. There's been some questions about what competitions are here in the middle of camp. But it was fun. It was fun yesterday. Bam was lighting it up from three yesterday.
Oh, you got that, all fuzzy. You got all warm and fuzzy.
He was hitting. I think he hit 5 from downtown yesterday. 5 from downtown yesterday from Bam Adebayo.
How many did he take?
11.
Oh, that's good.
11.
Man, the way
he hit, I think, 5.
Lead the damn league.
He hit 5 out of the last, I think he hit 5 of his first 6, and then he missed, he bricked his last, like, 4.
Yeah. He was real, though. It wasn't like, you know, spot up. You know, sometimes a big man takes a 3, he's wide open, or whatever case. No, this looked like this.
I mean, there's no defense being played, but no, he was shooting them things up. He was getting it going. You know, he was letting it loose. With the
I like those uniforms.
With the scrimmage,
I like the red.
The red, yeah.
And I like the white on red with the pink.
Oh, double behind
fancy,
the back.
Fancy, ooh. Fancy pass by Terry.
Ooh, you see that though? That was a quick release on that one.
Yeah, well, he was definitely, you know, one thing that was noticeable about Bam yesterday: boots on the ground.
Dunk.
During warmups, he's at, like, even in his warmups, he's added different 3-point shots that he's doing. So he's doing a lot of stuff off movement and things like, he's not just doing spot up threes as the warm up. So
Bella Larson,
Spo said, like, he's shown he's capable. He's ready to, he said yesterday, he's ready to step right into the system and shoot him. And so I think there's really something to Spo really trusting him now. And we talked to him a little bit about that.
They're bringing Kalel off the bench.
Kalel did come in off the bench. He came in off the bench. Nico lighting it up from downtown there. Kalel looked good. What,
this team, and I said this when we were interviewing guys.
Ooh.
When we interviewed Jack. In the course of 6 months, this team got big.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you about that Kalel Ware. Tall.
Wow.
Well.
Good call.
No, I'm just saying.
Way to go, Captain Obvious.
No, I'm just like. See any flashes from him, though? Did you see some stuff you liked? Ooh, off the backboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's skilled.
Nice.
Pella Larsen, great hair.
Great hair. Really, I saw that bouncing just now. It was like, it was very flowy. I'll give him credit for that.
Great Pella Larsen hair.
You see anything impressive out of number nine?
He had the best game. Mm-hmm. I think Pella Larsen had the best performance in the scrimmage yesterday. He led him in scoring. Yeah. He was everywhere. He was making every shot, every cut. He took the only he made the only defensive play of the scrimmage where he took a charge and
Got to stay true to who I am, baby.
Exactly. Pella Larsen was awesome yesterday.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Who was the? Well, it would be who do we have that the non-intangible took a lot of charges? Dookie.
Lowry. Lowry was the
king. Lowry took a lot of charges, but so did
PJ?
No, not PJ.
UD?
Battier.
Battier.
Yeah, Battier was great.
Battier was in there.
That's the name of his foundation, Take Charge.
Oh.
It's not Take a Charge.
Well, it's still.
I know, but it's a couple now.
That was some slack.
Minus one for nitpicking.
Whoa, minus one.
Wait, now we nitpicking, and you laugh, Frog Boy. But if I, last time I recall, the slightest slip on the word, we just go. that'd be so demoralizing to me, right?
I don't know why I read this guy's. I don't know why I read this.
Nope.
I don't know why I read this guy's comment in Tony Romo voice. But ooh, bam, corner three, league's in trouble, Jim.
What about number 12? You see anything cool out of number 12?
Saw some great assists from Drew Smith. He had a nice basket off the glass.
You don't even call him by his name no more. Number 12.
Great assist there by Drew Smith. Ooh,
he did have a great assist. I don't like what you're doing to Drew Smith.
I'm going
to
tell you like this.
Yeah.
The Heat really like Drew Smith.
Do they?
Spo loves him.
And so from that standpoint, I'm a ride with Spo.
Can I tell you something I saw yesterday?
What?
I didn't get video of it, but Spo's little kid, his son.
Yeah.
This kid's got the handles been in one mixtape guy.
What?
And I'm like, oh my God, look at this kid.
How old is he?
He was like going behind the back. I'm like, he's not even the size of the ball.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's
it was
amazing.
Incredible.
Spo's probably got him. We're not going to be tall, so we got to do all the intangible things. Ball handling, shoot the three.
Kid was handling like Kyrie in kindergarten. It was incredible.
Wow, okay.
I was very, very impressed.
What is like, he? He like six or seven?
Will we say that Kyrie has the best handles in the league?
Not anymore. Little Spo.
But I would say, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Nice.
Well, probably. It's definitely fun. I'd say Terry's got great handles. It's fun watching him off the court.
He does. But he has that thing that we only saw once where he can get hot and just make everything.
The Heat also announced yesterday that they are honoring Pat Riley. They are naming the court after him. I got this for our video audience here. This is courtesy of the Miami Heat. They put a little montage together, and then here is Mickey Arison surprising Pat, giving him the news.
I'm going to be champions of the basketball!
I think the fortunes of the team dramatically changed when Pat came aboard.
It was clear that the Heat were determined to make a statement about who they were.
I believe that we could go down and change the culture, and we could turn it quick.
Don't back up, run to it.
All of a sudden, the Miami Heat had something it never had before. It had an identity.
He immediately made us relevant.
Wait. Oh, put the ball behind the alley.
We're going to play with a lot of pride, and I think you're going to take great pride in watching us play.
Pat, we're entering our 30th season. Nick and I have been talking about what would be the best way to commemorate really the tremendous effect you've had on our organization, the Miami Heat and the city of Miami. We came up with the idea of naming the court after you. I hope you enjoy it.
Are you kidding me?
That looks great.
And we got the logo.
Wow. Enjoy it. It's going to be there forever.
That wasn't the goal, but I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Vic.
Damn, dude.
Man.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
It's hot in here.
Gooseys galore.
Jeez.
Gooseys.
Wow.
Hey, if Pat Riley could cry, damn it, I could cry.
Damn, dude.
So good.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Earned it, dude. Earned it. Absolutely Ooh. Earned it.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Pat Riley. Pat Riley Court at the Kaseya Center. Man.
And no matter who purchases, you know, whether it's AAA, Kaseya, that fake Bitcoin, like, it'll always be Pat Riley Court, man. It's amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I like the autograph thing next to it, too. That's cool.
Yeah, that is good.
That's good. Like, you know, because I think they said in the statement, the only other guy who has this is Red Auerbach in the league. I think in college, I know Coach K has it, I think.
Don't they have it Wooden?
Wood, yeah. John Wooden. Like,
John Wooden.
That's a really cool, like, look, I know maybe people were talking about Pat Riley statue. Being the court named after, that's...
It is, now that you think about it, a lot of people have statues.
Yep.
But to name a field or court after you, right? It can't be missed. If you watch and eat basketball, it cannot be missed.
That's good, man. That's great good. Job by Mickey. Yeah. But, and he got him, too.
Wait, they put it, ooh, did you see him?
They got him, too. Up.
Got him to a theater or something like that?
What like, is this? Hey, what's this? Yeah, Heat TV's got a little montage here. Something bad. I don't know. You do this? 30 years with the Heat. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Pat Riley's definitely changed
Needless
the game down
to say,
here.
Well-deserved.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. Mm. Definitely deserved. And
he is
really
the one person
job.
Down here. If he gets in front of a mic, the room's full.
Yep. No, he gets
absolutely
the whole contingent.
Right.
Speak. Pat Riley speaking.
I don't care where they are.
Yeah. They'll show
that
up.
That room is full.
They'll ask divisive questions and they'll leave.
I didn't ask divisive
questions.
Yeah,
you did.
Don't
dude.
Say that I asked divisive questions. I didn't ask divisive questions.
You're a part of his history. I want you to know.
What do you mean a part of his history?
Asterisk. We'll always remember, dude.
Dude.
Somebody said Pat thought he was going to see Inside Out, too. The Kansas court is named after Naismith.
Ooh. Oh. Naismith, that's cool.
But yeah, that's more of a college thing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool that the Heat are doing that. Really, really great job by Mickey in his.
That's what I said, Dr. Zabaga. Go to break.
Hey, man, it got dusty. It got dusty in there after that.
Hey.
Wow.
Woo. Hey, the delivery caught me off guard. Right? Yep.
Well done. Good job. My Heat. Man.
Damn. Now, don't it make you just want to give Pat Riley a hug?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it though. Doesn't do hugs.
Do you feel like I was wondering this. Did you feel like, do you think they know it's his last season? Like, do you think they're doing it for a particular reason? I mean, 30 is obviously a big anniversary. But he's turning 80. Like, do you think that there's any hint that maybe he's done after this?
I think that sometimes you should be celebrated before the end.
Yeah.
And show your real appreciation rather than after it's done. So I don't know if this is his last year.
No.
But if it's even being discussed, you want to honor him in some way beforehand.
Yep.
It'll be interesting with every we're here at Pat Riley Court in the Kaseya Center.
Yep.
Right? Jax, you know Jax's gonna
Yeah, I can hear Jax and Eric now already.
Yep.
From the P. Wow, look at that. Amazing.
No, dude.
Why'd you make it
from
weird?
From the beat.
You gotta... Minus one for ruining...
Why? No
Thanks,
way,
dude.
Minus one.
For ruining, like, a tear jerk moment.
No.
You just made it... You made it weird, Pat Flyley.
Oh, yeah.
That's rough.
I tell you what, that is also true. Dave Jones. Miami Heat, world-class organization from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll show you...
We may have complained about some of the moves they made, but we have never questioned the way and the manner in which they do things.
Ever. Definitely.
Ever.
We'll take a break, flip things on over to your Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel, some thoughts after getting off the canvas and getting a win. Yeah. Back with more after this.
I'm about to get off the can instead.
Been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Step two.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got to get to 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, I had to bring out the allergy medicine, you know, because my allergies were acting up last segment.
Because Pat Riley cried.
Ah, man, that was tough.
Yeah.
I cried when I watched it last night. Once again, that was rough.
Yep. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful
Very
thing.
Beautiful. Very
was everybody
beautiful.
in the arena like all
we're
sad?
Entering our 30th season, Nick and I have been talking about what would be the best way to commemorate really the tremendous effect you've had on our organization, the Miami Heat and the city of Miami. We came up with the idea of naming the court after you. I hope you enjoy it.
Are you kidding me?
That looks great.
And we got the logo.
Wow.
Enjoy it.
It's going to be there forever.
They announced
that wasn't the goal, but I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Mickey.
Damn, dude. It hits every time.
Wow. They announced before the game yesterday.
So when they went out there, was it on the floor or did it?
No, it's getting unveiled on opening night.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Getting unveiled against the Orlando Magic on October 23rd. So in
that just really had no idea. It's pretty hard to sneak one by
the Pat. Way that he choked up. Yeah. Yep. Just like he had no words to tell Mickey.
Right.
Yeah. It's probably like, yeah, what are we doing today, Mickey? We're approving some new uniforms. He goes, yeah. That's what we're doing. Sucker.
Got him. More like sucker punched.
It was beautiful. Mike Daniel, we'll flip back over to the Dolphins. We'll get back into the Heat. We still got to talk about their new additions at the arena, which are going to make it awesome. But Mike McDaniel, reflecting on the Miami Dolphins' win over the Patriots. And Mike McDaniel, McCoachin, saying he thought that they made it close only because they kept making mistakes. Here was the Dolphins' head coach.
Absolutely going into the game with no non-negotiably needing to win it. We felt that way as a team, and we were able to do that. However, after the game, you're feeling like, wow, this game was really close, and it felt like we did more, you know, even giving credit to your opponents at all times, we did more to put ourselves in the situation for it to be a final drive game than the opponent. And both things can be true. You can be satisfied with the result. You can understand that the result, I'm not sure if we would have won this game. I'm pretty sure we wouldn't have won this game 3 weeks ago. We needed all the stuff to go on to occur to kind of grow into being able to win a messy game like this. However, there are certain things we will never feel good about our football unless we clean up, you know, errant snaps over somebody's head, missed snap on a field goal, a blocked punt, an explosive run touchdown, those things, procedural stuff. We can control those things.
Okay. I have been listening with my Mike McDaniel translator.
Oh,
and let me see if I can break it down.
What did it spit out?
I'll give you the cliff notes of what he said.
Oh. Please.
When you run for 180 yards, you're supposed to win a game hands down.
Yep.
That means you're controlling the clock. You're controlling the game. You have everything working in your favor and you're dominating the line of scrimmage. However, when you have a punt blocked, a missed field goal, a ball snapped 20 feet over somebody's head, you're actually keeping the other team in it. Not to mention all the penalties. Now, it's easy, you know, to sit and talk about that, but we still won the game, and we still know there's a lot of things we got to correct. Like things that shouldn't, at this point, we should not be correcting. Like you should not have to go to a center and have him do extra work because he snapped a punt.
Yeah. I also don't feel like you need that to happen any mistakes happened 3 weeks ago.
Well, I would say this. The reason why he said that is based on where they were. Anytime something went bad, it went all the way bad. They couldn't stop it. Right? And when you look at those games that previously, they couldn't run the ball, they couldn't throw the ball, they couldn't do anything. So this game, they could at least do something. They could run the football.
Yeah, but is that based on opponent, or is that because they actually clean things up?
It doesn't.
Because you could argue, but you could look back 3 weeks. You could look back to the Seattle game, and you had those same opportunities. Like, usually a game where you're winning the turnover margin like they did in that game is usually a game you're going to win, and they didn't pull it out. But is that because Seattle's better than them, or have they really improved?
A bit of both. He's probably also telling them, guys, if this is not the New England Patriots, we lose this game.
Probably.
And we have no business even being in a position where, because I promise you, any NFL team you play, if you rush for 180 yards, 90% of the times you're going to win the football game.
I just miss offense.
So for the fact that you run for that many yards and the game's closed, means you got some other things that like you need to evaluate.
You know,
and that's the whole, you know, basically what the conversation was, is that I'm looking at these numbers and the game shouldn't have been close when you dominate the line of scrimmage like that.
I know. It's just like this guy, this long-winded little rascal, you know, he was supposed to fix at least the entertainment factor. We were having fun, baby. Hey, and now I feel like I'm in the Philbin era again. I don't want to be in the Philbin era.
But it's football.
I like it, dude. I want more fun.
It's football. I tell you this all the time. In 2001, the Baltimore Ravens went 5 weeks without scoring an offensive touchdown. They ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, I saw them jet up today, and they were saying, should we be concerned about the Chiefs' offense being 5-0? I gave the TV middle fingers.
Right. That's my point. Like, when are we – like, this is the NFL, or this is college – now all that matters, and the great thing about the playoff and what is done for college football, is this. It's all about winning. It's not about style points. So at the end of the year, if you're 11-1 or 12-1 or whatever, that'll get you in. And you don't have to worry about it. You're going to have a chance at the national championship. It's not, strength of schedule and this and that and whatever. If you're in a major conference and you only have one loss, you are getting into the playoff. So, like, it's good that we've gotten away from all this style points or whatever. Guess what? Everybody who's talking about, well, our team can't do this or our team can't do that, or look how bad and look at what Patrick Mahomes is doing or whatever, they're undefeated. Who cares? Like, yeah, what would the Dolphins do for two more wins? I don't care if they only score 15 points a game. Like, yeah, you got to get wins the way you can. The other stuff, you have to hope that the team is working on it and it'll get fixed. But until then, try to win games.
Listen to Harlan last night on the way home. Oh, I miss Harlan, dude. They're going to stick us with Mark Sanchez the rest of the year.
We deserve it, dude.
We made our own bed. Here's more of Mike McDaniel. He says they have to fix things they can control and play better the rest of the year.
A lot of things you can't control in this league. There's certain things you can. The way we started off today was talking about all of those things that we can control with absolute certainty. That's our job to get cleaned up. And all the while, understanding that it is a badge of honor that we found a way to win that game relative to, you know, the just how we've found success in the past. To win a grimy game that isn't perfect is a step in the right direction. Now, how do we take control over the controllables? That's the most important thing for us moving forward, building upon the growth of the team. But we have a long ways to go and some time to do it. So we'll keep chopping wood every day.
What?
Don't even get me started on chop. Jeez. Oh God.
Hey. Is that what he was talking about? Can I just explain something about Chop Robinson?
Yeah.
Chop Robinson is being Chop Robinson. Nice. Chop Robinson is not doing anything different than he did when he was in college. They said the same things. Man, he gets off the ball, he gets around the quarterback, but he never gets the quarterback. So why are you mad at Chop Robinson?
Because he's playing two-hand touch with the quarterback.
Again.
You're such a bastard.
Again. Why are you mad at him? When he left college, that's what everybody said about him. What
he on the good side, listen, on the good side of things, first of all, he's a rookie. He's five games into his year, Marcos. Right.
Oh, you
on the other good side, I'd say he's been awesome this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Agba.
Yeah, that's true.
Agba's like right off. He was just hanging, lying in the weeds. He goes, they'll call back.
Yeah.
That was the highest paid player on the team 2 years ago.
It was Fang's fault that he was phased out of the defense.
They'll want me back. Yes. They'll want me back. They always want Agba back. He's getting interceptions. He's wreaking havoc. Doing good things, man. Doing good things. You want to control the controllables, whatever the hell that means. Did he really wear that win as a badge of honor?
Meh.
Listen, like, coaches love winning ugly games from the standpoint of, you can go in on Monday after a win and get on your players pretty hard.
Man.
Right? And so, yeah, look, you know when it'll mysteriously get better? When all the players start returning.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Especially the quarterback.
Eichenberg should be handed a badge of dishonor.
I like that. Okay, we got today's game balls, and then we have our badges of dishonor, everybody. I'll tell you what a badge of dishonor is. A poor performance in the bedroom, dude.
Whoa!
Is a badge of dishonor. Yeah. But you want to control the controllables. What if I told you you don't have to sit here and have no course of action? That's why you want to try Blue Chew. Mm. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it, and it's online. So, all right, so you got no doctor's visits, no pharmacy visits, just ships right to your door in a discreet package, which is, I think, what the Dolphins are going to be working on for this next game.
Show
Plus, pony. Got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free, all when you use the promo code
SHOWPONY
at checkout. So go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. You're getting that first month of Blue Chew for free. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, single, trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com.
Yeah, what a show pony.
Yeah. 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 Feel that chat now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shonda Paul. So me go so then.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2. You guys can listen to us on the Audacy app, AUDACY. We are available for you there. It is that time of the day where we reluctantly hand the reins over to Frog Boy. You know, you never know what he's gonna do. But much like a frog is a weird-ass lizard in the water. It's mixed up. It doesn't know if it's a reptile or a fish.
They don't have tails.
That's why we are part of the mixed bag. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Lovely intro, guys. Lovely.
You're welcome.
All righty then. Tobin, who is this mixed bag brought to you by?
Brought to you by Blue Chew.
Oh, is it? Okay. All right.
Good. I just made that.
That's good. We have, for quite some time, enjoyed the luxury of Woj bombs.
Yeah.
To get all of our news, to find out who is going where, that was our source. Until, most recently, the biggest Woj bomb of all dropped, and that the man we respect and love was stepping down.
Love is a strong word.
Loved. Wait. How responsible was he for us not getting Dame?
Very.
Hate him. Thank God he's gone. And now who's going to replace him? None other than Shams. Woj recently on the Jim Rome show claimed to be happy for his replacement. But you tell me how sincere this sounds to you.
And Shams texted me after I announced my retirement. And, you know, what I told him is what I would say today, that I hope he has as fulfilling and as rewarding of a career as I've had. And I certainly wish that for him. And he's right about the incredible group of colleagues that he's going to find at ESPN, the best of the best, incredible reporters, on-air talent. And so, you know, for me, that was always the best part of working at ESPN, where the colleagues who elevate you, you're around the best of the best. And that was true on the NBA. And then that was true being around Schefter and Thamel and Passan and those guys. So wish him the best. And he's got a great team around him at ESPN. I miss those guys already, but I'm still talking to those guys a lot.
All right. There you go. Whoa.
Yeah, we know.
Nah, I'm not buying it.
We know the truth.
He hates Shams. Shams was his little finger, you know, plotted against, took all his tricks and plotted against him.
The problem is that for so long, he was one of one.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now more people are in the mix.
I think the thing I'm only happy about with ESPN is I'm glad that, and, you know, no disrespect, but I was like reading some of the things coming out that they were going to make Schefter their NBA insider and Jeff Passan their NBA insider. I'm like, dude, stop the nonsense. Just go hire Shams. You know you want to.
Yeah.
And so they did. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is a McAfee creation because he hated Woj and Woj hated McAfee. And so then they went and got Shams because it's the McAfee ESPN station now.
Why did McAfee hate
Woj?
Woj, yeah.
I don't know. There's a he had Shams on before he was on ESPN, and there was the beef that went on between Shams and Woj, and he's like, I'm gonna keep having Shams on. You guys can kiss my ass. And apparently that rubbed Woj the wrong way. They say Woj is a bit of a power, I don't know what the word is, power hungry in the background.
But the problem is he was one of one, so he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a lot of people, you know, eating at that table.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing Shams on ESPN nonstop now. They're going to work him to the bone.
Yeah, totally upset me. As a fellow insider, I applied for the job. It didn't go well.
I thought you were an NFL insider.
Yeah, well, I mean, they wanted Schefter, so you know what? ESPN, you take what you can get. And they can get Shams, so clearly they made the right choice.
All right. What else you got in the mixed bag?
I got something that is going to be near and dear to Leroy, although I feel like he may have a positive outlook in comparison to this man. Are you familiar with none other than Yankees first baseman Anthony Rizzo?
Yeah.
Big fan.
Isn't he from down here?
He is from Apopka.
Apopka.
No, I made that up.
Coral Springs.
From Parkland.
It just says Fort Lauderdale.
Parkland, Coral Springs.
He is from Lando Lakes, if I'm not mistaken. he is apparently a diehard Cleveland Browns fan. And
he is?
According to his most recent tweets, this is what he had to say in regards to the Browns. Shades of 1-32 on this team. So as you know, the Browns suffered that record over a couple of years, and it seems to him that this team has reached that same low. He's upset with them. This is what Tony Rizzo had to say.
Talking to everybody in the building this morning. Everybody.
Hold on.
You, Paul.
Hold on. Hold on.
You.
Hold on.
You think this is Yankees first baseman?
Anthony Rizzo?
Anthony Rizzo?
No, this is different Tony.
Hey, dummy.
Yeah.
This is a radio host in Cleveland that has the same name.
That makes sense.
That makes
sense. That makes sense. That's,
oh, my goodness.
That makes sense.
So you deserve another minus one? How much have you had in 2 days?
Hey, that's I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You better take the step back from the mm-mms. We just going to let him get away with that. Because this whopper you just pulled, erases all of that.
This is strange, though. If I Google Tony Rizzo, he's the one who shows up.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
You think that in the middle of the postseason, you think that Anthony Rizzo's got time for Cleveland on the Browns takes?
Why not, dude? Why not?
And he's from Parkland?
Apopka. I said Apopka, and I said Lando Lakes as jokes. But this Tony Rizzo, also from Fort Lauderdale, you said he was from Parkland. So, you know.
He is from Parkland.
Things were I'm saying, it lined up. I thought I was talking about the same Tony. Well, you know what? Tony Rizzo, ESPN. You know what? These Tonys need to change their damn name. How about that? Tony Rizzo 2. Because
the first baseman calls himself Anthony Rizzo.
Well, so I've never heard anybody call him Tony Rizzo.
Well, okay, so then who should I blame? Google? I'm not taking this. I'm bringing someone down with me.
How about don't play sound from somebody you don't know who it is?
Huh. Now play the sound, and I want you to think: does this sound like a Yankee?
Yeah, that's like immediately out of the game. I'm like,
I guess I should probably listen to these before I play them, right? Anthony Rizzo, not the first baseman from the New York Yankees. Probably a fat guy on ESPN Radio.
He's not fat.
He's not fat.
Probably a fat guy on ESPN Radio. Mad at the Browns.
Jimmy, can I just tell you, you are digging
you, Andrew, and of course, Cap.
He sounds big.
All of you. It's you ruined a season. You ruined it. You ruined it.
Wow.
The tinkering, the constant analytics of this and that, it's not working, man. Mm. It's not working. As a fan, I want you to know I'm done. Week six, done. I didn't want to watch your product. You could be the worst team in football right now. You could be. If not, you're right there at the bottom of it all. And why? And why? To prove a point about a trade? Come on, man. Come on, man. Who's making the decisions over there? You had the 10th best offense in the league last year, and you had to blow it up. Why? Because Flacco looked good and your guy didn't? Who cares? Who's keeping score?
Oh.
The score is on the scoreboard.
So the scoreboard is keeping score. I don't know. I think he should be focused on the playoffs right now, but
he's
nonetheless.
He's hurt. He can't focus on the playoffs, but you know. But can I tell you,
Marco?
I'm upset at the Browns, dude.
You are trying to wiggle your way out of this.
Yeah.
The jaws of life. Mm. You have stepped in it, my friend.
If anything, he just made all of this part of the brand of the show. No information is ever
with a word here and there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of.
What did Guardians first baseman Mike Francesa have to say?
Well, Michael Francesa.
Oh, my goodness.
It's different, dude. It's a different guy.
Oh, my God.
Leroy, are you as upset as the Yankees first baseman? Or do you think they can still wait this out?
To some extent, but, you know, at the time, there were a lot of teams that wanted Deshaun Watson.
Mm.
And you ponied up the couple of extra million to get him. I'm not mad at that. But I just think sometimes you try so hard for your guy to be the reason why you win instead of just winning football games that you actually make it worse. This team was a gritty, run the football, control the line of scrimmage type of team. And they haven't been that since Nick Chubb got hurt.
Mm.
And they've tried to do a lot of the things that the Dolphins do with that outside run. Now, you don't know what your quarterback is going to be, but the worst thing you could do is put him in second and 13. And so doing all this running and all this trying to kind of trickery instead of just playing physical football, which you've done for the last few years, is kind of – that's what he means about why we, you know, trying to make it more complicated than it actually is. So I don't think they're the worst, but I do think that it may be time to say that they made a poor investment on a player, because even if he turns it around and they have a great year this year, you still didn't get your money's worth.
We gotta, like, that train's left the building, dude. He ain't turning it around.
Dang.
He's like, not. Like, I don't even think that's a controversial thing to say.
So we can,
like,
already this, say then that, that worst listen, contract ever.
You know how, see, and that's the thing, though.
It's not like you haven't been patient. I understand that he's had right. things that have gone against him, but he's also had some things that he's shot himself in the foot. When this guy has not been good at football in quite some time. Mm. It's not a controversial thing to say. It'd be more surprising that he did turn it around. Way more surprising at this point than it would be that he continues to suck. No way. Like, you like that's hoping for, like, a unicorn. Like, it's really, like, it's not happening, dude.
Listen, I can't say nothing, you know, about it. I mean, not, I'm saying nothing, but I can't dispute anything you're saying, because the reality of it is that's where it is.
Yeah.
Right? And if I'm going to be honest about what I think of Aaron Rodgers, I kind of have to do the same thing for Deshaun Watson. Right,
and of course, and, you know, Frog Boy's got to be honest with knowing who the hell he's playing on the show.
Oh, God forbid I confuse Tony Rizzo for Tony Rizzo. My fault, guys.
Nobody calls him Tony Rizzo. You confuse Tony Rizzo with Anthony Rizzo.
Same thing. It's not like I did.
No, it's not the same Jerry thing. Springer. One has never been called Tony.
You don't know that. You don't know what he's called in his personal
life. We all do.
Anthony.
Every I thought you were being cute calling him Tony.
Man. No, I just Googled Tony.
Nobody's ever called him Tony.
People call him Tony, dude.
Marcos is trying to be cute.
I'm sure, like, maybe his friends call him Tony.
Exactly. But
professionally, but nobody calls him that.
I'm an insider.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
The real T. Rizzo.
Like, at what point,
yeah,
while listening to this, did you realize that, wait, this is a radio show host?
Yeah.
Immediately as he
pressed. Not a guy just commenting on a team.
Well, let me take you through the steps. I was like, this guy is way too focused on Browns football to be in the playoffs right now. But then once I moved past that, I was like, hey, none of my business. You support football way better than that boring old baseball. Then as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, oh, this guy does radio. This guy is a radio host. Also not big. Damn.
Was he doing radio when you were playing, Leroy? How long has that guy been doing radio?
He was around when I was doing it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, much larger than old Anthony.
He had a brand change. Give us one more, hopefully with the right identity of somebody.
One of the Kachuk brothers is excited to play hockey tonight. And I believe it is Matthew. He says he is ready to start the season against none other than those boo-hoo baby Bruins.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they, you know, last year looking at it, you know, they were our toughest out probably. Like, they're an incredible team. They play so hard. It was a really tight series, physical. And for us to go through them, that took a lot out of us. So I wouldn't say it's fitting that we're playing them, but I don't know. I guess it's another way of reflecting on that's probably the best team we played last year. So, I mean, I guess it is fitting that we're playing them first. But they're, yeah, sure, it should be a good one tomorrow night.
Matthew, you have?
Looking forward to it.
Question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them 4-2, right?
Yeah.
How could the toughest series you have not be the one that went to Game 7?
I think that what he means by that, though, is
the way they play.
The way they play. It was a very physical series. They did go up, you know, they did go up 3-1. I remember, you know, Paul Maurice ripped him on the bench and, you know, gave him the old talking to with the bad words. And, you know, in the Edmonton series, I think you remember those three losses? Like, that wasn't them, dude. And I think that's what he probably means. It's like, I think he means Boston was able to beat them at their best. And I think Edmonton, like, kind of caught them mentally slipping a little bit. And, yeah, you know, McDavid had a couple of great games. But even though it was higher stakes and it went to a game seven, I don't think that they played their best hockey. And even game six, like, I think they felt really like they should have won that game and they weren't able to pull it out. So I think that's why he gives Boston the nod there. And plus, they just hate their guts.
Part of me wishes that was Brady just to mess with Mark.
Oh, it would be great if it was Brady.
Is it? I'm nervous now.
How did it be tough for Brady? Like, Brady, you're like happy for your brother,
You had to know within hearing 5 seconds of that wasn't a baseball play.
Less. I just wanted to go
way less. Honestly,
you should have.
Perfect. I wanted to, but I wasn't. I'm like,
I think you guys were just so shocked that
yes,
big buildup.
That would have been perfect. If yes. And like you just no, what are you doing?
Like, that is great.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Take a lap.